I'm calling the this meeting to order. Please, Mr. Secretary Novak, please take the roll.
Okay, Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov, KPFT, is present, the chair. Jan Goodman, KPFK. No, don't hear her. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Tony Norman, WPFW.
Tony Norman asked for an excuse absent because he was traveling.
Okay, this is Michael Nova, KPFK. Serene Roberts, WBAI. Don't hear Margie Wilkinson, KPFA. Don't hear. Okay, we have 5 of the 9. That's the quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Michael. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Probably should read it for the screen. Just
yes, please.
Want me to do that? Draft agenda is a call to order, the roll call, the agenda approval, minutes approval, which I'm sorry to apologize, I haven't done anything further on the minutes. Discussion of process for CFO evaluation and timeline, set a date for regular personnel committee meetings, and adjourn.
Thank you, Michael. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Anybody want to add anything to the draft agenda?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So at the last meeting, we said that the permanent chair would be elected at this meeting.
Janet.
I'm asking that be added or moving.
No, Janet, in the last meeting, we talked about electing a permanent chair, and we set the July 18 to get
Sorry. Never mind. Yes. Sorry.
I noticed that.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. I noticed everybody, the whole committee, that will be July 18. Thank you. Anybody else? Any other changes? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda, is any objection to approve the agenda as we have it? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Michael, you said that you didn't have the minutes, right?
I can't remember which ones I sent or didn't send, honestly. I guess I'll just say let's postpone that and I'll review which ones I have and which ones I haven't finished and get them all to everybody by the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Then we are going to point number 5, that is the discussion of the process for CFO evaluation and a timeline for that. Anybody have any ideas about it?
Janet, a point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
So we had been talking at the last meeting about trying to get information about the process that was used in 2013, and then there was a suggestion to also possibly use the 2012 process. I wanted to know whether you were able to get any information on either of those processes, Chair?
Well, I have with me what was presented to the PMB in February 2014. It was kind of a survey, evaluation, and documents. Wasn't it really a formal evaluation of the CFO? Somebody said that in 2012 it was an evaluation or a form for evaluating the CFO, but I wasn't in the PMB, and I'm not able yet. I asked different people, and people remember, but I didn't have the option yet to come up with that. I don't know if any of you have any information about that, but that's all that they have. But we can start our own. Any ideas?
Janet?
Okay,
so what we got in February 2014 was not a process. It was a result of the process. So what we're tasked with is coming up with a process, right? So for what was the process that was used in 2013, as far as I understand, we don't know. I don't know if any of us were on the PMB or, well, more importantly, the personnel committee that year. And so for 2012, it would be good to know who was on the personnel committee in 2012. So that maybe would be the next step of identifying that committee, the committee membership for both those years, and then trying to communicate. Maybe the chair would communicate with member or members or the chairs of that committee those 2 years to try to get access to the process that was used each time. I'm done.
Okay, I believe that we can start working in our own, and if we come up with whatever is on the, if somebody have any of that documentation anywhere, we can try to merge it with our and working from there. But I believe that we can start our own process, if, because you know, I went to the 2012 archives, and I don't see any minutes. I don't say that they don't exist, but they are, at least they are not posted. We got some audios, not everything, but some audios, and but some agenda here and there. But I think that we can start our own process. I don't know if anybody have a better idea, but I think that we can start right now. Any ideas? Nobody? Okay. I think that we can.
Janet, go
ahead.
Well, I mean, to just work as a committee right now to brainstorm about what a process to use, there would be a better way to do that, and maybe via email people come up with ideas, and then at the July 18th meeting to discuss those ideas. That's just an idea that I have.
Well, that is an option, but I believe that we said that before in our past committee, and I will prefer for us to start our own work. We have a way to start that, because I think that all of us have the questions that were, the questionnaire that was used when we were, and the job description, and through the job description that was approved in LA in June 2014, the CFO job description, we can start trying to make an evaluation from there. Any ideas? No.
Janet?
Kitchen.
Okay, but again, so to come up with a questionnaire during this meeting is, well, I mean, it's like, do we have the job description in front of us? I'm thinking about, you know, just people having the job description and looking at the bylaws, how the bylaws define the CFO to come up with questions via email, or, I mean, could start today, but there are people who are not at this meeting who probably have some ideas. But so first, you know, one thing would be to come up with a questionnaire, and then who would the questionnaire be submitted to? I mean, who would be surveyed? I mean, I would think at least the PNB, but others who, maybe business managers, maybe the executive director, etc. So, you know, coming up with who would be surveyed.
Let me see if I understand what you are saying. You are saying that we should do a survey, because that is, we can start right now with all of this. You mean that we can make a survey, and in that survey make a business manager, general managers, and the personnel to have an input. We can develop some questions, and they can have an input in that. With that survey, that yes. is a good
no. That's not what I was. What okay. I was trying to say. I'll try it again. So, it's one thing to come up with a questionnaire. You know, what are those questions? This committee could come up with questions. The second part of what I'm saying is, once we have the questions, who is going to be asked the questions? That's what I'm calling the survey. So who would these questions be, you know, who would we get feedback from, or, you know, their responses to the questionnaire? I mean, would we first start with the personnel committee, or and then others beyond that? And so what I'm saying is that another part of it is deciding who the process would get feedback from.
Michael,
and then after that, you know, once we get feedback, and then also the, you know, something from the CFO would be part of it. And then after that, what would the process be to come up with the results of the survey?
Michael?
Yeah, I agree with most of that. I think that, you know, the survey should basically reflect what the job description and bylaws responsibilities are of the CFO. I think that we should seek a self-evaluation from the CFO. I think that two important groupings to survey would be the members of the National Finance Committee and the members of the National Audit Committee, which would include, you know, certain non-members of the PNB, who are from the LSBs that serve on those two committees. I did check just by listening, because I agree there are no minutes, and among the members of the personnel committee in 2012 were Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis, Lydia Brozone, Ali Lexa, Efia Nwangasa, Tracy Rosenberg, and one person's name I couldn't quite catch. So Wesley is on this committee now. Maybe he can recall or look through his own notes or minutes that he might have taken when he was on the committee. That might help us with any idea about the previous process. I can also reach to stream the bylaws description of the CFO. It says the chief financial officer will keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintained adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. The books of account shall be open at all reasonable times to inspection by any director upon demand. B, the chief financial officer shall cause to be deposited all monies and other valuables in the name and to the credit of the foundation with such depositaries as may be designated by the board. She or he shall cause the funds of the foundation to be dispersed as she or he may be properly directed from time to time, shall render to the executive director and the board an account of all of his or her transactions as chief financial officer and of the financial commission.
I'm sorry to interrupt. From where are you reading that?
I'm reading that from the bylaws, Article 9, Office of the Foundation, Section 9, yeah. Chief Financial Officer.
I know, but I think that we approved in June 14, 2015, the PMB approved the new job description for hiring a CFO. And I think that this job description is with the lines that you are reading from the bylaws, but it seems more specific. And I believe that this is what we should use, the CFO job description that we hire somebody from.
Okay, yeah, you just cut me off at the last sentence. It says, shall have such other powers and perform such other duties it may be prescribed by the board or the bylaws. So I assume the job description counts as other powers and duties prescribed by the board.
Janet?
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken who wants to speak before me? Again, because I've already talked. Okay. So, two things. One, I don't think this should be limited to the job description at least we should look at the bylaws description by responsibilities to see if the job description covers all of that. And also there have been policies that have been approved by the PNB, which are not found in the bylaws or the job description. So those should also be included to me.
And that's why I was talking about the job description, because they are in the bylaws too. Part of the job description is following and under the direction of the Pacifica National Board and obviously the policies that are implemented. I think that all of this is part of the law and the job description. I think that I feel more comfortable if anybody wants to talk about the timeline for this?
Janet, I have a question, though, before we move to that.
Go ahead.
Point of information. So, sorry, Michael, you had added the entities that may be part of the survey as the National Finance Committee, Audit Committee, and you might have said this, but I was wondering, and the PNB, whether you had said, you had included, in addition to self-evaluation of the CFO, survey of the staff, of those who report to the CFO. Because that has been used, at least that was used in the
KPFA GM evaluation, but, you know, whether we want to include that as well. So, Michael, can our chair, can Michael answer my questions?
Yeah, sure.
I thought you had already said the staff. I agree we should talk to the staff and the business management. The CFO now has, one of the lines of authority for the business managers now to the CFO as well as to the GNs, right, in each station. So I think we should talk to them. We should talk to the other financial staff in the national office. We should talk to the IED, all of the above. I wasn't trying to exclude anybody else. I just wanted to add in the LSD members on those two committees.
Yeah, I want to just add a little paragraph that is the first one in the job description. Said the chief financial officer reports directly to the collective body of the Pacific National Board and to the executive director. The National Board will appoint, supervise, evaluate, reappoint, and discharge the CFO. He shall cause the funds of the foundation to be dispersed as he might be properly directed from time to time. The CFO shall render to the executive director and the board an account of all his or her transactions as CFO and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested. This is the first paragraph. I will send, I don't know, do anybody have the job description that was approved in June 2015? Or should I send it to the whole committee?
Yeah, please send it
to us.
Jim?
Yes. You send it to us because I'm looking for it and I don't have it.
Okay. I will send it right now to everybody. Anybody else? Jim, do you have any input on this? Do anybody wants to, the questionnaire that the PMB, the personal committee and the PMB developed last year for the hiring of the CFO? Is anybody interested on that and think that is relevant?
Janet, may I request that you repeat what you just asked?
If anybody is interested in receiving the questionnaire that the PMB used when we hired the CFO last year. The questionnaire, I mean, the question that we made to the CFO, we are thinking that was important, and I don't know if anybody wants that questionnaire. I said I have it. If anybody wants it, I can email it to the whole committee.
Oh, please.
It's like you're saying the interview questions when you conduct the interviews with candidates for the position?
Exactly.
Yeah, if you could send that would be great. Michael, do the stack with the information.
And then Janet, please. Thank you.
Okay. Michael, go ahead.
This appointment information, I guess. When was the hire, and is this still a probationary period, or is this just an annual review? I'm sorry to be not completely informed. This is my first year on the PMB.
Okay. I think that the hire was, I think that he started working January 4th, 2016. All right. Let me see.
I think that's correct.
Yes. I don't recall. I can look for what was offered from the beginning. Let's see. I can send all the information that I have on that to all of you.
Okay, thank you.
Janet?
Yeah, so I kind of am trying to put this all together into a possible motion, but let me, what I have so far is that this committee will come up with, will produce a questionnaire based on the CFO job description, the bylaws responsibilities for the CFO, PNB policies, and the CFO hire questionnaire. Then survey the CFO as a self-evaluation, those who report to the CFO, the IED, the NFC, the audit committee, and the PNB with those, with the questionnaire, and then compile the results and submit them to the PNB.
Okay. Anybody have any idea about timelines?
Michael, Wesley. When does the contract of the current CFO expire?
I don't have that with me, really. I can look for that information. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Well, another point of information, will he be, are they, how often are they to be evaluated? Once every year, 3 years?
No, I mean, I can answer that. I mean, we should, the evaluation of all the employees should be done annually. That is for all the Pacifica Foundation employees. I think that the CFO will not be exempt of that. And there are some other conditions that obviously I will send some of them are, you know, probably, I don't know. Some of the information I can send them to you, and I'm trying to see what do we have. Okay, I don't know if anybody else have anything else on this.
No, this is Jim. I have a question. I have a point of information as well.
Yes, go ahead.
Was there something in his contract this time that said that he was to be evaluated at a time period once he took the job?
Well, I believe that the evaluation needs to be in the first year. And I think that there are some conditions that were expressed at some point in time. And like I said, I don't have all the information with me, but
okay.
If anybody
Janet,
has it, send it. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
And Michael?
I think some of this possibly should be in closed session because we would be talking about a contract. I don't know if Adriana emailed the contract to...
No, I cannot. But...
you cannot because...
I believe that we should have really the whole information very clear, and once that I have the right information, I will send it to everybody. But like we said, we need to be careful because we are talking about some of these issues need to be only, you know, in executive session. We cannot talk about. That's why what we were tasked with was the evaluation process, developed a process that the PMB will use in the CFO evaluation. I mean, we come up with the whole process, and then the PMB is the one that has the last word on this, right?
Right.
I hope that is clear.
Janet?
Yes.
Well, it's one thing to come up with a process. It's another thing to actually do the evaluation. So this committee, my understanding is that this committee is to come up with a process, but the PNB actually, well, either itself actually does the evaluation or it tasks this committee to start, you know, to do the actual or implement the process, which then would result in a collection of whatever information that would go to the PNB, which would then do the actual evaluation.
Okay, I have the idea that I was trying to say exactly that. That's why it's important that we come up with a whole process, and that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know.
So, Michael, to the spec?
Yes, Michael.
So I would suggest that we schedule an executive session for the 18th. We have a meeting on the 18th, is that right?
Yes.
And by that meeting, we would obtain as much information we have about the prior processes of evaluation and get the contract for examination at that meeting, the executive session. The job description you talked about is the one that was used. Let me finish my question. That was the job description that was used for the hire. Is that right? And that was the description that was posted and people asked to apply to fill that job. And the left hire. Okay, just to be clear about that. So, in terms of Janet's motion, maybe the contract should be included in the list of things under which we're developing the evaluation from. Not the evaluation, the survey from.
I'm sorry, Michael. I don't understand. You have a motion asking for an executive session in the 18th.
Yeah.
And we then can review the contract. We can review the previous evaluations of CFO that we have. Is that what you are saying?
Yeah, that was my motion. I was commenting on Janet, since she was trying to form a motion, and she said the committee will produce a questionnaire based on the job description, the bylaws, the PNB policies, and the hire interview questions.
Okay.
And there's all of those, and I think maybe the contract should also be included in what we base the questionnaire.
Okay. Michael, what I'm trying to do is, if we have your motion on the floor, I think that we need to finish with your motion first before going to something else.
I bet. Yes, okay. Fine.
Anybody have anything to add to the motion? Can you send your motion, Michael?
Janet, this is Janet. It was my motion, and I'm about to send it with Michael's suggestion.
Okay. If Michael agrees, I don't have any problem.
Janet, does that include the executive session on the 18th?
No, unless...
Yeah. Okay,
may I respond?
I'm sorry. What I have is that Michael make a motion already to have an executive session the 18th with those specific documents to be reviewed. That is a totally different motion than what you are saying, Janet. I think that we have Michael on the floor, and I want to finish Michael before going to yours. Anybody? Okay. Michael, we need your motion.
Yes, I'm...
Okay.
So this is what I just wrote up. Move that we have an executive session on July 18th to examine CFO contract and any other pertinent confidential documents. I don't know if there are any or not.
Okay. Do you have an idea of timing? Following the open session, how do you want that?
I would say we should do it first because it would inform possibly the questionnaire that we come up with.
Okay. Can you read the motion for the stream? Will be better if you read it than if I do. We receive it.
Okay, so I guess I'll add the words prior to. Move that we have an executive session on July 18th prior to the regular open session to examine the CFO contract and any other pertinent confidential documents.
Any objections to that motion? Prior mean at what time? Because we have scheduled the other one by 8:30 p.m. Yeah. Central. I'm sorry. Eastern time.
I'm sorry. The 18th of Friday. No. What day is the 18th?
Monday.
It's a Monday. Okay. Yeah, it's a Monday. Okay.
I think the executive session should come first. I don't know if we can do anything earlier than 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. In that case, the motion would also include postponing the open part of the session for half an hour.
Okay. You want half an hour for executive session means 8:30 p.m.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Any objection?
Sorry, Janet, you were breaking in and out. Would you repeat the times?
8:30 p.m. to 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern time.
For executive session?
Yeah. Yes. The motion that you just sent us.
And then nine after would be open session.
9 to 10 will be open session.
Okay, this is Jim.
Okay, Jim. Go ahead.
When we say pertinent documents, what do we know what they are going to be?
I'm sorry?
When we say, in this motion, yeah. We say pertinent confidential documents, do we know what they are?
We are fine. We have part of those documents. We don't have everything yet, but we will have all that we can.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael, to the stack.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
For example, we might want to look at the actual evaluation of the previous CFO. That would be confidential. There's a case,
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Any objection to Michael's motion? Hearing none, Michael's motion is approved. Janet, do you have ready yours?
I think so. Let me read it.
Okay. Can you send it to us?
I will, but let me read it first. Regarding the CFO evaluation process, the personnel committee is to do the following. 1, produce a questionnaire based on the CFO job description, the bylaws responsibilities for the CFO, the CFO contract, PNB policies, and CFO hire questionnaire. 2, survey the CFO self-evaluation, those who report to the CFO, the IED, the NFC, the audit committee, and the PNB. 3, compile the results, and then 4, submit
them to the PNB to use to evaluate the CFO.
Okay. Send the motion. Anybody have any comments on that? Any discussions?
Point of information?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And Jim. That's what I
know. Okay.
Did you say we will conduct the survey and then compile the results and send those to the PNB? Is that right?
Yes. We receive it as guidance, yes.
Okay.
Number three is compile the result and then, four, submit them to the PNB to use to evaluate the CFO.
Thank you.
Jim?
Yeah, I just have, this is mostly clarification. Are we going to be evaluating the CFO on his performance? And if so, what value would the questionnaires we have, what value would they have? Because we need to know what his answers were, whether he done what he said he's going to do. I believe we should really look at how well he has performed and get all that information from those people we've named, people who worked with him.
I agree, but I think that some of this can be clarified in the executive session, because I think
exactly.
That there are some parts that are relevant.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussions on Janet Corrin's motion?
No, I didn't get it yet. Did you send it?
Yes,
I did.
Okay. I received it. I don't know the rest, but Jim, your name is here.
Okay. I got it. I see it now.
Okay. Okay, anybody wants to add anything to that? Okay. Do I hear any objections to approve the Janet Corrin motion?
Michael Dostak, actually. Based on what Jim just said, I'd like to add the words help before evaluate. Submit them to the PNB to use to help evaluate the CFO. I don't think the basis of the evaluation should only be the survey, in other words.
Janet?
Which point is that, Michael? I want to be sure what are you talking about.
Number four.
Submit them to the PNB to use to evaluate the CFO.
Because the evaluation should be the survey.
Okay. To help to evaluate the CFO. Any objections? Janet,
can I? So I'm number four. Submit them to the PNB to use to help them to. Help them evaluate the CFO? Is that what you're saying, Michael?
I said the one word help, but if you want to say help them, that's one.
Right, because they're the ones, the PNB does the evaluation, so.
Yes, but I think
help them evaluate.
Sure. Okay.
I think that is implicit there. Submit them to the PNB to use to help. You said to use to help them
So I think it's unnecessary to even put in the help, because what I meant, I don't know, I mean it sort of doesn't really matter, but submit them, which is the results, submit the results to the PNB to use to evaluate the CFO. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to use anything else. They're going to be able to use these results.
Yeah, let me go back to this.
This is Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Would it satisfy everyone if we say to assist with the evaluation of the CFO?
I'm sorry, I faded.
Would it read better if we say to assist with the evaluation of the CFO?
Janet, point of information?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Janet.
So, Jim, are you saying to change the language instead of what Michael said? So that
yes.
point number four would say, submit them to the PNB to assist them in evaluating the CFO?
Yes, to assist with the evaluation of the CFO. That's
yeah, Michael, you're already using them in that clause to refer to the results, so it's a little confusing to use them a second time in the same clause. But I think if you just said to use in evaluating the CFO, it's less determinative than to say to use to evaluate the CFO might be sufficient if you don't want to use the word help. But to use in evaluating the CFO is less, it leaves it open for other things in the evaluation.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
I support what Michael just said.
Okay, Michael, can you send or can you just read the change, exactly how we read point number four?
It would just change the two words to evaluate to the two words in evaluating. Submit them to the PNB to use in evaluating the CFO.
Any more discussion about the issue? Janet, do you take that like a friendly amendment, or we need to go to two votes?
I do. Friendly amendment accepted.
Okay. Then is any objection to approve Janet Covran's motion with a friendly amendment from Michael? Okay, hearing none, the motion is approved. I believe that now what we need to add to this is a timeline. Any ideas? Okay, no ideas.
Yes. Jim.
Okay, Jim.
How about by September? This should be completed by September.
That's it. Okay, by the end of September?
Yeah, by the end of September. And we use that date to work back for the other procedures to happen. Like right now, this is July, and we look to August.
Perfect.
And we've got to get this rolling by the end of August so that something could happen in September.
Perfect. It means that by July, if I don't misunderstand what you are saying, we will have a July 18, our next meeting, part executive session and part open. We can have all the answers that we need. And then compile if we want the questions, and
right.
During use August, part of July and part of August to produce all these surveys and questionnaires and answers. By August, we will be able to compile everything and come up with something to present to the PNB. Okay, then
yeah,
we
yeah.
put the deadline that is, the timeline that is the end of September.
Right. That's my suggestion.
Any objection to that?
point of information?
Yes, Mike.
The September is for our piece of it or for the PMB?
For us to finish the job. That is what he said.
No, I'm asking, is the September a deadline for us to complete the questionnaire and the compilation?
Yes.
Okay, and then the PMB would set, I'm sorry, let me finish my question. So the PMB would then take it up at that point and they would set their own timetable for completing the evaluation. Is that what is meant?
Obviously.
Janet,
yes.
May I?
If you will let me finish, I think that what I understood that Jim said, that we, the personnel committee, we finished this process at the end of September and presented to the PMB. Obviously, the PMB will decide then how to take it, when, and what to do with that. I understood it that way. It's the way that you say it, Jim. That was your intention.
Yes, Janet, may I just respond?
Yes, may I hear...
I would like to respond to Jim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Basically, my understanding of what Jim's question is what would happen is that by the end of September, the motion that we just approved about the process would be completed by then. It would be the personnel committee's part, basically.
That's it. We our work will be done as by the end of September.
I think that is clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael, goes back again.
Okay, yeah. Michael.
I think it would be useful to give an interim deadline for returning the questionnaire to us by some date in August, early enough that we have time to goose people once they don't do it to still get it before we compile it. Is that what I'm saying? In other words, rather than just setting the final timeline, propose a date for us to get the questionnaire out and a date for it to be returned to us.
I think that, Michael, if I don't misunderstand you, what you are asking is to put the, we cannot put the timeline now. We will have this questionnaire and all of this in our July 18 meeting, and I think that once that we prepare what we are sending out, we can put there a timeline or a dateline for people to answer, right?
Janet? Well, I see it sort of kind of what you said, but in a sense, maybe we should apply or try to come up with a timeline for the motion we just passed, which includes come up with the survey. So, you know, what would be our the timeline for completing coming up with the survey in the first place, and then, as Michael was asking, you know, what would be the deadline for people replying or, you know, responding to the survey, etc.
Anybody else on the issue?
Jim just said, I thought that's
okay.
I thought that's what Adriana was suggesting, that on the 18th we set that schedule. We determine what that timeline would be and work from there.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought that's what she was saying.
Yes.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
Just my only concern is the time. So, you know, I have no real alternative to this suggestion is to Adriana's suggestion, except that
that's the middle of July, and we have until the end of September to do all the work. That's not that much time. In any case, we need to work tightly on this timeline and the whole process to get it done by the end of September.
I agree.
I'm done.
Okay, let me try to clarify what I think that I heard you now. We have a motion that we put a deadline for this motion to be completed and presented to the PNB, that is September 30, I mean the end of September, right? We said that in July 18, we will have all the questionnaires, and we will do then a deadline for the completion of this, all the surveys and all the investigation to be sent to the person, sent back to the personnel committee. Is that right? Or is something else that I'm missing?
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
So, let's see. I was trying to find what I had sent, or what the motion that we approved. What I thought I heard you say, Adriana, was that we only would have a timeline, set up a timeline for what would come back to the personnel committee. Maybe I'm wrong, but the personnel committee would then have to compile the results and submit them to the PNB. And I thought that's what would be done by the end of September.
Yes, Janet.
Okay.
We didn't put yet. We said that July 18, when we go through all of this and we have a specific, we will put there a deadline for us to receive it. We didn't set that yet.
Right. No, but that's not what I said. There's two dates we're talking about. One is July 18th and the other is September 30th. I'm focused more on the September 30th date.
This is the deadline for this motion. Or complete this motion.
This motion being which motion?
Your motion.
Your motion, Janet.
I disagree.
Okay.
May I just clarify?
Yes.
The completion of my motion would not be by July 18th.
September 30.
Right. Okay. But by July 18th, what would happen by then?
We will have our meeting and make the determinations and set the deadline for whatever we are sending, the surveys and the questionnaires or whatever.
In between. Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not clear. Jim, can you explain it?
Sure, Michael Zedestack?
Michael, go ahead.
I think by the 18th we want all the documentation that we can get, the contract, maybe previous evaluations, previous evaluation process.
Exactly.
In the executive session, we'll look at some of those things that we can't do in public session, and then in the public session we would come up with a survey based on that information that we want to circulate. And also in the public session, we would set a timetable for getting the survey out to the people that we want to, that you specified, and getting it back from them in time to then review it, compile it, and submit it to the PNB by the 30th of September. If we got it to the PNB by the 30th of September, their next meeting would be on October 6th, and then people would have, you know, a week at least to, have that information in hand before having to schedule anything else in their own evaluation of the CFO.
Janet?
Okay, Janet.
Sounds good to me.
Good. Anybody have
no,
any
that's, ideas? That's,
Jim?
That's great. This is Jim.
Okay, Jim. Okay, perfect. I think that, I don't know if anybody wants to add anything else to this issue, or we can go to the next topic in our agenda. Okay. Then number six is set date for a regular personnel committee meetings. I tried to conduct a poll, but I have really legal.
The recording has been stopped.
Oh. Anybody hear that? Or
yes.
Yeah.
The recording has been stopped. Why?
Okay. Some glitches in the system too.
Can somebody contact, is Otis available to
I can try to call him, but somebody else need to be in the meantime, or somebody else please call Otis.
I can call Otis, and I think I submitted my preferences for the regular meetings. All right, let me try calling Otis.
I think that we are five members in this committee. I tried to conduct a poll. I have, I think, that two answers. It means that we are five in this meeting. We can decide by ourselves. I prefer that we do that. Okay? I don't know. Any suggestions?
I don't have those dates in front of me. This is Jim.
Yes. Well, let me put it like this. We have opened the first, and our next meeting will be the third Monday of July, right? But then we said that we want to set
point of personal privilege. Janet?
Yes, Jan.
So before I actually call Otis, and when I do that, I won't be able to hear you. There was a possible conflict with the audit committee, but the audit committee decided to have their regular meetings on the first Monday of every month. So I just wanted to let you know about that. Okay,
yeah.
I'm off to call Otis now.
So we're suggesting third Monday?
Well, we have the third Monday. We have it already for July 18. And when we go to August, the third Monday is open. But I believe that somebody have a conflict with the third Monday. I don't know. Anybody have any preferences? If not, the only day that is always open is Fridays. But I know that we try not to get Fridays meetings. But you know, if we don't put a regular meeting time, what is happening is what's happening now. I mean, other committees see the openings and they obviously schedule their meetings. I mean, we need to set the regular meetings.
Michael Vilsack?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, yes, Michael.
I think we should actually schedule two meetings in August if we actually want to get this done by September 30th, because as I say, based on my experience with other such surveys, after you set a deadline and people don't honor it, you have to set another deadline to try to make sure you get people to actually submit. So if we're talking about Mondays, the 3rd and the 5th Monday, and generally speaking, the 5th Monday is not taking this, usually think about 4 weeks in a month. So the 15th and the 29th of August are both open currently.
Okay. Any idea to keep those two? any objection to that.
We don't need it.
What was the date again?
The 15th of August is the third Monday, and then the 29th is 2 weeks later.
Point of personal privilege. This is Janet. I'm just getting a call from Otis. I'm fine with both those dates.
You what? Sorry?
She's fine with both those dates.
The 18th and the 29th.
15th. August 15th and the 29th. Those are two Mondays. July 18th was already settled.
Right. And you're talking about the 15th and the 29th.
Of August, yeah. So, and I think we could cancel the 29th if it's not necessary, but better to reserve it in case we need it.
Okay. Michael, are you doing that then? To reserve the 15th and the 29th of August?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Anybody else? Everybody agree with that? The 15 and the 29? And then which one will be, because we are going to September and we need to set a regular date. We can schedule the 15 and the 29 of July now, but we need to settle a regular
meeting. Michael, the third Monday would be the regular one.
The 19th. Okay, the third Monday. Put every third Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Janet, a point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
The 15th and 29th, is that of July or August?
August.
August.
Okay.
It's the 18th of July.
Right.
We have our next meeting.
Yeah.
And then we will set the third Monday, that in September will be the 19th. We will set it, all the meetings of the personal committee, the third Monday, right? And if we see that we need something in the middle, obviously, because in September we will have the deadline, that is the September 30, we maybe can schedule an extra meeting, but we will set then the third Monday like the regular meeting of the personal committee, right?
The third Monday, yeah.
Okay.
Janet?
Okay, Janet.
Just wanted to let you know that I spoke to Otis and he said that as far as he understands, the streaming did not stop. Anyway.
What about the recording?
I don't know. I told him about the recording. I don't know if he's on the call right now, whether he can tell us himself.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here, and the stream is working fine. The stream has not stopped. My Skype connection to you all is working fine, so I don't know what that was or anything about it. That's the situation.
It might have been the loop up recording.
Otis, did you hear what Michael said?
No.
Okay, Michael, can you repeat it?
I said that voice sounded like it might have been the loop-up recording stopped for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, the loop-up recording has no idea what's going on the stream.
Right.
And it probably doesn't even know whether I'm connected or not to the call.
Otis.
Saying the voice that we heard that said the recording has stopped like the loop-up voice.
Otis.
Yes.
What we received in the middle of our meetings was a voice that said that Lupap stopped the recording of the meeting. That's why we call you, because we know that the recording need to be on the on the yeah. archive.
That's another issue. That's another issue.
Right.
That recording is basically used only when something else happens. The recording that we put up on the archive is the one from the actual stream.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Odie. Anything else?
That's it. I think we will finalize the date. I think we're okay.
I think that we are done with our agenda.
Michael, for a second, one other thing. I think you probably set the July 18th meeting. You would need to go back in and change to an executive session. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I will add the executive session, and you will be posting the others, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if anybody else have anything else, or we are ready to adjourn.
Okay. I move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You're the first person in